From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday assured Germans of America's continuing unity and cooperation with Europe. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop in his overseas tour as president, his final one. Mr. Obama called on his successor, Donald Trump, to stand up to Russia while seeking areas of cooperation.
Finding areas where we can cooperate with Russia, where our values and interests align. But that the president-elect also is willing to stand up to Russia where they are deviating from our values and international norms.
Mr. Obama made the remarks during a news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump met in New York with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe called his talks with Trump really cordial. He called Trump a leader in whom he can have great confidence. The president-elect's transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin a plan of future meetings on Friday. Donald Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Romney was an outspoken opponent of Trump during the recent political campaign, but reports say he may be in line to be Secretary of State. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov is quoted as saying his government has contacted Trump officials. This is VOA News. Delegates meeting at a UN climate conference in Morocco Thursday called on the world to make the highest political commitment to fight climate change. They said the move away from carbon-emitting fossil fuels and toward renewable energy sources is irreversible. The meeting was called to set a timetable for carrying out the Paris Climate Change Agreement. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will toss out the Paris Agreement. He has championed more gas and oil exploration and has promised to revive the U.S. coal industry. Two space veterans and a rookie French astronaut are on their way to the International Space Station for a 5-month mission. Astronaut Peggy Whitson from the United States, Russian cosmonaut Oleg Novitsky, and Francis Thomas Pesquet of the European Space Agency blasted off aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft Friday from Kazakhstan. Head of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, says an improving economy could lead to an interest rate hike.
And that such an increase could well become appropriate relatively soon, if incoming data provides some further evidence of continued progress toward the committee's objectives.
Yellen spoke to a key congressional committee Thursday, saying any interest rate increases are likely to be gradual. U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told a congressional panel Thursday that he has submitted his resignation.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife, anything past that.
Clapper will stay on until the end of the Obama administration. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the United Nations Security Council Thursday her government will put forward a proposal to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. The embargo will target those responsible for recent violence in the country. South Sudan has been mired in a political conflict since December 2013. Getting the council to agree to sanctions may be difficult, with some council members fearing such a measure would be difficult to enforce and that it would favor the opposition. Mozambique media reports 73 people killed Thursday when a fuel truck exploded as residents gathered around to buy fuel from the driver. More than 100 people were injured. Charred bodies of the victims were scattered about the site in Tete province. The cause of the explosion was not immediately clear. Authorities in Pakistan say they have captured a group of 8 people operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group. Counterterrorism forces in an overnight operation arrested the men in Lahore. An official statement said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and IS propaganda material. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.